You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
On safety and to help you even be a better driver behind the wheel, like blind spot monitoring, forward collision warning, and even things like automatic emergency braking systems.
America's appetite for pizza is rising. A new study by the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows Americans' consumption of cheese is up more than 40% over the past 20 years, mostly because we're eating more pizza. And young boys are eating a lot more. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 71 cloudy degrees in Flemington, but there's only a 20% chance of isolated thunderstorms today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 61, and then tomorrow for the start of the 4th of July weekend, mostly sunny with a high of 78. There is a slight chance of showers Friday night, but they won't happen until very late, until after all the fireworks are finished. On Independence Day, there's a slight chance of thunderstorms before noon. And then Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 83.
And welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winbear and Jim Thatch. I didn't know where to jump in here. That was my problem, Jennifer. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we'll talk about the upcoming flower show at the North County Branch Library. Our museum pass program will save you a lot of money this summer. We'll tell you how. Jennifer is okay after suffering a fall at the library in the non-friction section. September's Library Card Month promotion, Hunterdon Film Fest, outdoor summer concerts, and much more on today's library show. Okay, Jennifer, you are bringing me way down with this music.
No, it's the 1812 Overture.
It is?
It is.
This is how the 1812 Overture starts?
It does.
Oh.
And
I love to hear it, but it's how long did you say it was?
18 minutes, generally.
So we just sit back and listen?
Oh, yeah. Well, just let it go in the background.
Is it really loud? Is it drowning me out, Jennifer?
It's not.
Okay. Who wrote the 1812 Overture again?
Tchaikovsky.
He must be the most talented man ever to live.
You think? I thought you were Jim Thatch.
I mean, for classical... What do you want? What do you need? How much money do you want?
Now, every 4th of July, the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra does a 4th of July concert on
with
the Charles River.
With real cannons or whatever, right?
Correct. And they ring the bells in the Old North Church at the end of this.
Is this televised?
I don't know anymore. It used to be.
I would like to see that.
You can actually, that on YouTube, there's one of the Arthur Fiedler one from 1976. But they sing Battle Hymn of the Republic first, and I couldn't make a good cut in. So this is Keith Lockhart from, I think, 2003. And this might be a studio version.
And this, if you want to borrow this from the Huntington County Library, it's available. Jennifer has a library CD in her hand.
I do. It's A Splash of Pops.
A Splash of Pops. Put it on hold and come pick it up for this. It'd be great background music for your 4th of July party.
It will. We'll put your guests through. It's getting better.
Wasn't bad, Jennifer. I just didn't know what it was. So welcome to the library show. It is July 1st. No, July 2nd. I'm sorry.
Today in history is going to be a real challenge.
July, big month for you, Jennifer?
My birthday is not in the middle of July.
So?
That would make it a big one.
By the way, I missed a big, on our last radio show, I missed a big opportunity. It was one of the best days of the year, and I completely overlooked it. And now I'm kicking myself. It marked the day where next Christmas is closer than the last Christmas.
Yes.
Huge day.
Huge day. But you usually catch that.
In the calendar year.
In the Jim Thatch calendar.
And I glossed right over it.
Wow.
So next Christmas is officially closer than last Christmas, Jennifer. Preparations.
6 months from now, New Year's Eve will be over. New Year's Day will be over. We'll be in the new year.
I know. Let's not go there.
Okay.
Okay, so this is probably where they usually start.
No, they usually start at the beginning. This is where most people are familiar with it.
Yes. I mean, they don't play if they're having a band concert.
They play it from beginning to end. They certainly do.
No, not anyone I've ever heard.
No, the Boston Pops.
Maybe the Boston Pops did. But if you go to a 4th of July concert this weekend.
They probably start here.
The Blauenberg Band probably starts
And actually,
here.
This is the theme, and it runs through several. You'll hear it several times. You'll also hear Le Marcier.
And what is the 1812 Overture was also famous for? What was it? A TV show? Was it The Lone Ranger?
Yes. No, that was William Tell.
Oh yeah. Well, the 1812. Anything else? Maybe not.
I don't think.
Well, so. The War of 1812 really has. And wasn't that when Star Spangled Banner was written?
Yeah.
Very little known war with a lot of residual.
That's right. All right.
I was hoping you'd finish my sentence there, Jennifer. You didn't do it.
Detrius.
We have a few programs this week at the Huntington County Library. Summer is upon us. We're bracing for the summer concert series, which starts next Wednesday, but I'll get to that, Jennifer.
Okay.
Actually, maybe I'll get to that right now.
Get to that right now.
Yes, next Wednesday, July 8th, is our first summer concert of the season. These are outdoor concerts, free and open to the public. Bring a blanket or chair. Possibly the Blauenberg Band, which is coming on July 22nd, will play this song, Jennifer. Very possible.
You think?
You don't think so. Why?
Because they don't have a full orchestra.
The Blauenberg Band?
They don't have strings and everything.
You can play the...
All right.
You don't need a full orchestra, Jennifer.
No, I'm guessing they're not going to.
You get one thing set in your mind. They don't have real cannons either, Jennifer, so they're not allowed to play it?
No.
I don't see...
Do they bring a drum?
You can have a kazoo and play the 1812 Overture. You don't need a full orchestra.
Do they bring a drummer?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. So they can do it.
Somebody just turned the air conditioner on. Thank you.
Okay, going back to Wednesday, July 8th is our first summer concert. Like I said, bring a blanket or chair and a picnic lunch or dinner. Pizza. What's a good suggestion for a summer concert food? Subs?
Sandwiches. Peanut butter and jelly and lemonade.
No. Peanut butter and jelly. You're welcome to bring non-alcoholic beverages as well, or discreet beverages. I'm not going to go there, Jennifer. Summer Swing Orchestra is our first summer concert on Wednesday, July 8th. It starts at 6:30 p.m. on the library lawn, our little amphitheater there on the side, on the Route 12 side of the library. John Nobile's Summer Swing Orchestra is a big band playing the sounds of the 1940s for your dancing and listening pleasure. Consisting of 17 pieces, Jennifer, can they play the William Tell Overture? Oh, the William Tell.
I seriously doubt they can.
War of 1812?
Seriously.
Why are you saying that?
No reason.
Jennifer, we're supposed to be promoting.
I know. No, they're a lot of fun.
Jennifer's misunderstood the definition of the word promoting library programs. You have to a little talk on the commercial break here.
Right.
The band has over 200 arrangements that are originals played by Glenn Miller, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, Harry James, and many other stars of the swing era. So we've had them several summers in a row now, very popular. Summer Swing Orchestra, I'm sure you're here In the Mood by Glenn Miller. What other big band songs do you know? Chattanooga Choo Choo?
Little Brown Jug, Pennsylvania 65,000, String of Pearls.
It's all Glenn Miller.
Jumping at the Woodside, Count Basie.
Okay. So this is Summer Swing Orchestra, this Wednesday, July 8th at 6:30 p.m. Actually, is that all we have this week, Jennifer?
That's all we have this week. But yeah, that's all we have this week.
I mean, we have, of course, all the Summer Reading Club programs going on. We'll get to that maybe later if we have time for adults and children throughout the summer.
Yes, we do.
We also have our movie series continues, though we don't have one until July 9th, which is next Thursday. We're showing Leviathan. What's that about? Something large, I'm guessing, that lives in the water?
Leviathan, I know, is the name of a big battleship, but I don't think that's related to this. I had it up last week, and you didn't. I was waiting for you to ask me last week.
About Leviathan?
Uh-huh.
I didn't get any,
I know.
Segue into it, Jennifer. Why would I just, out of the blue, bring up Leviathan?
I don't remember.
I think Leviathan was a whale is a Leviathan, Jennifer.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I just read a book review about a book about a ship named Leviathan. But this does indeed look like there is...
This is a foreign subtitled film, Jennifer.
Yes.
It will be showing Thursday, July 9th at 6 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. So if you want to find out for yourself what a Leviathan is...
It's in a small coastal town in Russia lives an ordinary family.
The Loch Ness Monster is a Leviathan.
Is haunted by a local corrupt mayor who is trying to take away Collier's business, house, and precious land. Collier calls in an old friend, now an authoritative attorney, for help. Together they fight back and collect dirt on the mayor, but fate does not seem on his side.
Where does the Leviathan come in?
I really don't know. Maybe it washes up on the shore of Russia?
Is there a big monster in it?
Just the mayor.
Jennifer, what are you doing?
You're
confusing me, and I'm looking, staring right at. What do you think our listeners are saying
right
now?
Now you know what? Okay, that was. I'm going to read a different. I'm getting this from Amazon. That was a summary that I don't think belonged to that movie. On a dark and forbidding ocean floor, this makes.
I'm shaking
sense.
My head.
The crew of a deep sea mission rig discovers a sunken freighter that harbors a deadly secret. A generic experiment gone horribly wrong. With a storm raging on the surface and no hope of rescue, the captain and his team are propelled into a spine-tingling battle for survival against the ultimate foe. A hideous monster that cannot die and lives to kill.
So no corrupt mayors?
I don't know, but this has a different... I have no idea. Well, you know,
that one sounds more like Leviathan, Jennifer.
It does, but it has a different...
Unless the corrupt mayor is obese and lives in the water.
Unless he's the...
Lives underwater? Maybe the mayoral mansion is on the bottom of the lake?
No, it's the first... I'm looking at on our website. We have a
you take me seriously?
And it is about the Russian sea village in the northern Russian. So I don't... But I don't know how the...
Why do we care, first of all? Just because we're showing this? Bless you.
Thank you.
Why do we care about this?
Because we're showing it.
Why have we talked about it?
Because people want to know what it's about. But
it must be. Why is it included in our film series? Because it won an Academy Award?
It did.
Oh, very nice. Okay. So that's Leviathan. Other movies we have in the series coming up. Unbroken, which is the Louis Zamperini story. I believe Louis Zamperini died on this date. I didn't put him in my thing today.
Oh, dear.
But he died on this
day. Talk, I'm going to keep sneezing.
Wild Tales is another foreign subtitled movie we have coming up in August. And then the second best, Exotic Marigold Hotel, the sequel, of course, will be showing in August, too. This is the On the Big Screen movie series at the Hunterdon County Library and the North County Branch Library, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. And Jennifer, I think it's time for a commercial because I am going to read you the Riot Act about how to promote programs.
Excellent. I'm going to keep sneezing. We'll be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Is this still the 1812 Overture?
I told you it's 18 minutes long.
I thought you'd stopped it at the commercial break.
I didn't. I just turned it down. Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry.
Jennifer, I swear if I listen to these archives and this is drowned us out for 18 minutes, you are done at the Producers Council.
It's my master plan. It's not going to drown you out. It's playing ever so gently in the background.
So welcome back to the Library Show. It's the time of the show where we play Today in History. Pregnant pause there, Jennifer.
I'm so excited.
Today in History, I asked Jennifer, I'll quiz her, give her trivia questions about events that happened on this date, July 2nd. Actually, I just remember my grandfather was born on this date.
Happy birthday, Jim's grandfather. How old would he be? Have been.
Very old.
Maternal or paternal?
He died 22 years ago. Wow. My maternal grandfather. He's from Summit, New Jersey. Great basketball player, played high school star, played for the Knights of Columbus. This was like before there was an NBA. So his nickname was the Duke. Ended up working in Summit. He was a grocery store manager for his career. Caruso's Market in Summit, probably not even there anymore. His father was nicknamed the mayor of Summit.
Really?
Even though he was not the mayor, Jennifer, he had some... They were an Italian family, and I guess he could pull strings and get things done.
Was this your paternal grandfather was Italian?
No, my maternal.
Oh, I thought you said paternal.
Maternal. Oh. That means my mother.
No, I know. That's why I was surprised when you were saying he was Italian.
So, yeah, I don't know. I would love to have heard stories about him being, supposedly, every Sunday he had all the local dignitaries and police captains over to his house for Sunday dinner, I guess, to call favors. So, actually, there's a record of him coming to Ellis Island the first time he came over from Italy. He put down his occupation as barber. Then he went back to Italy, I think, to retrieve his family or something. Came back the second time. His occupation was man of means, Jennifer.
Really?
That's what he wrote on the Ellis Island Register. So he must have been quite a character.
It's all becoming clearer.
So my grandfather was... missed him every day. He was a great fellow. I don't know what more to say about him. But back to Today in History. His name was William Papio. Maybe like that's a...
Papi?
Papio. Yes.
Does that mean butterfly?
That's Papillon.
No, I know. That's why I was wondering if there was any connection.
I don't know. Maybe.
I see.
I have no idea.
I see.
Okay, Jennifer.
Okay, Jim.
On July 2nd, let's go back to 1777. This is the first state or territory to abolish slavery. Technically not a state yet because they were fighting the war.
Delaware. No, that was the first state. I don't know.
Vermont.
Oh.
The great state of Vermont. Lori would be happy to hear
that.
You're
very fond of Vermont.
It's 1881 on July 2nd. Charles J. Guiteau shoots and fatally wounds whom? Who dies from the infection on September 19th. Who did Charles Guiteau shoot and fatally wound? That we would care about today.
Is it a president?
It is a president. Very good.
Was it a president? Lincoln, Jackson, I get stuck around. Or Chester.
He's also a famous cartoon cat.
Felix?
We're looking for James Garfield.
Oh.
James Garfield. He was the shortest term president, I believe, only served 3 or 4 months. He was shot like a month into his presidency.
Wow.
And then was on his deathbed
for several months. Don't elect him.
Okay, 1897, July 2nd, this gentleman obtains a patent for the radio.
Marconi.
In London. Very good. Guglielmo Marconi. Okay, Jennifer, in 1937, Amelia Earhart is last heard from over the Pacific Ocean while attempting to make the first equatorial round-the-world flight. My question is, how many people were on that plane?
Including Amelia Earhart?
Yes, Jennifer.
One.
Incorrect. There were two.
Huh.
Did you know that? She had a navigator.
I did not know that.
Navigator Fred Noonan.
He didn't do very well, did he?
Also disappeared as well. Well, that probably wasn't his fault.
Blame the woman.
In this case, I may, Jennifer. I guess they didn't have enough gas, right? Or I think they were looking for some certain island. Maybe they didn't find it. Didn't they just find like a tailpiece of that plane or something?
They did, yes.
Is that the end of the 1812 Overture?
We've moved on to the Stars and Stripes.
Oh, very good.
I would expect the Blomberg.
Keep it playing before our country's birthday. How old will our country be this year? Quick.
276, 39 years.
Okay, Jennifer, on this date in 1964, July 2nd, 12 days before I was actually born, Jennifer, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 is passed by Lyndon Johnson. Briefly tell me what the Civil Rights Act said had to happen.
Concisely?
Yes, in 5 words. 5 words. Tell me what the Civil Rights Act of 1964...
All Americans are equal.
It's good. Prohibit segregation in public places. Okay, Jennifer, we're moving on to who was born or died on this date. I know who these people are just by their names. See if Jennifer does. Born on this date in 1904, René Lacoste.
He was a tennis player.
Very good.
And Izod shirts were named.
Created the polo shirt. 1925, Medgar Evers. Coincidentally died on this date.
He was a civil rights worker.
He was.
Killed.
That is correct. If you want to see a good movie, it is called Ghosts of Mississippi. It's the story of Medgar Evers bringing his killers to justice. 25 years after it happened. Something like that. Do we have it in the library? I'm sure we do. Jennifer's going to look it up while I tell her that Imelda Marcos was born on this date in 1929.
She was the wife of the president of the Philippines. And mm-hmm. She is famous for having a lot of shoes.
That is correct. Jennifer, 1937, Polly Holiday was born.
Oh my gosh.
You know this.
She was she was on game shows in the 60s.
I don't know about the 60s.
Or 70s?
Maybe. She was an actress, but most famous for one role and one line in her... Are you looking up Polly Holiday?
No, we have... We do not have Ghosts of Mississippi.
Okay, Jennifer.
No.
I would like to request Ghosts of Mississippi for our DVD collection.
Okay, Polly
Starring Alec Baldwin, I believe, and James Woods. And Whoopi Goldberg.
All right, get back to Polly Holiday, because
Paula Holiday, I know her from being a sitcom actress in the sitcom Alice. She was a waitress.
Oh yeah. Not she was Flo. Kiss My Grits. She's not who I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of Polly Bergen on the game show.
For Christmas sakes.
Okay.
Okay. On July 2nd, 1947, Larry David was born. Larry David?
Sports?
No.
Nope.
Larry David's American actor, screenwriter, producer, most famous for teaming up with Jerry Seinfeld to create the series Seinfeld. And then he had his own series, Curb Your Enthusiasm. As well as, can you picture him now in your brain? Okay, never mind. 1949 on this date, Jennifer, Roy Bittan was born. Or Bitten. I actually never know how to pronounce that. The Professor. Any help?
The Professor.
That's what Bruce Springsteen calls him.
Mm-mm. Oh,
he's
no.
He's a member of the E Street Band, the piano player.
Oddly enough, he's
for the E Street Band.
I've never heard of him.
He answered an ad. Him, actually, he came on the Born to Run album. Him, Bruce put an advertisement in the Variety magazine for a drummer and a keyboardist, and he got Max Weinberg and Roy Bittan out of that one ad.
Huh.
Two great musicians. Died on this date in 1961, Ernest Hemingway.
Papa Doc, he was an American author.
Papa Doc?
No, just not Papa. Just Papa. He was an American author. The Sun Also Rises, For Whom the Bell Tolls, The Old Man and the Sea.
Very good. On this date, born...
He was an expatriate. Go ahead.
Born on this date in 1964.
Wait, are we born still?
I'm mixing it up. Okay. I'm going chronologically.
Okay,
Jennifer.
I'm sorry. Born?
Born today in 1964, Jose Canseco.
He was an Oakland A baseball player.
What is he most famous for now? Not his baseball career, more famous for something else.
I don't know.
He blew the whistle on steroids with a book. Yeah. How rampant it was in baseball, and it started the whole steroid era.
He was Cuban.
You know a lot about him, Jennifer.
I had a Cuban accounting professor in college who loved, and every time Jose Canseco, he would stand in his batting stance and, you know, do his thing every time Jose Canseco hit a home run the night before.
Very nice. I don't even know where to go with that. Okay, born on this date in 1986, Lindsay Lohan.
She's an actress. You're going to be shocked that I know something she was in. She was in the remake of The Parent Trap.
She was indeed. Very good. Why would I be shocked about that?
Because I don't know.
Also having a problem with drugs and rehab, and I think she's been jailed for breaking probations and things like that. So she was also in Mean Girls, I think was her biggest movie hit. I think she was in Herbie the Love Bug 2 remake. You didn't know that?
I did not.
Died on the state in 1993. Fred Gwynn?
Herman Munster.
Correct, Herman Munster.
And he was also the judge in My Cousin Vinny.
Very good. Died in 1997, James Stewart.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Very good. One of the classic American actors. And name one other film he was in. James Stewart, you got to give me two. Wow.
Nothing's coming to mind.
He was in all those Hitchcock films. He was in Shenandoah. Ever see Shenandoah? I thought you would have liked that.
Yeah, I have seen Shenandoah, actually.
He was the father. And finally, 1999, Mario Puzo died. I'll give you another author.
He wrote The Godfather.
Very good. All right, that's today in history, Jennifer. July 2nd.
Actually, it's pretty funny you brought up Jimmy Stewart.
Do we have any films from him in our catalog?
We do. And someone just did, we just got the IndieFlix streaming.
What the heck is IndieFlix?
IndieFlix allows our library patrons to stream movies for free.
And wow, that sounds too good to be true, Jennifer.
It is. It's a web streaming movie service that offers full-length features, documentaries, and a lot of shorts. There's a lot of PBS specials on here.
Like Ken Burns?
No, Ken Burns actually is not. I have not found a Ken Burns yet.
Give me an example.
Well, we have a new list, and there's a list of classic movies directed by Alfred Hitchcock and Orson Welles.
Rear Window?
Notorious, The Stranger, Sabotage, Jane Eyre, The Man Who Knew Too Much, 39 Steps, The Man with the Golden Arm.
The Man Who Knew Too Much was Jimmy Stewart.
Okay, they just have Peter Lorre listed here, but okay.
Interesting little tidbit, Doris Day was in that movie too, and she sang Que Sera Sera, which was a big hit for her.
I didn't know where it was from. Capaloo was on there with Lee Marvin and Jane Fonda. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Oh, you have to see it. It's hysterical.
Kapalua is starring who?
Jane Fonda and Lee Marvin.
It's a comedy?
Yes.
What's it about?
It's hysterical. A woman seeking revenge for her murdered father hires a famous gunman, but she's very different than what he expects, than what she expected. And Lee Marvin...
They fall in love, don't they?
No. Lee Marvin's like the town drunk, and he walks into a funeral home, and they have all the candelabras up around the coffin, and he goes, "What's this?" And somebody says to him, "You know what this is?" And he goes, "Happy birthday to you." It's hysterical.
Is there any Leviathans in it?
No. There are no Leviathans in it. So, and every week on our Facebook account, I post a movie tip for the week. And this week it's Summer Spell, about family celebrations and tensions on Independence Day, Texas, 1948.
Very good. So every week, so you watch this movie before you, or you just...
I get it from... It's actually canned. We don't have enough bandwidth for me to
stream. I want you to watch the movie before you.
I watched A Little Shop of Horrors, not the musical, but they have the original Little Shop of Horrors.
That wasn't a musical?
No, not originally.
Really? Somebody made that into a musical? Mm-hmm. Kind of like Les Miserables, right?
Sort of, yeah.
Take a dark story and turn it into a musical?
Yeah.
That's a gift.
It is. So, so make sure you like our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Hunterdon County Library. We're putting up more and more things every day. Right now we've got some pictures of the Booker Fly from the Adult Summer Reading Club. We've got some new books that are coming out this week that you might want to put a hold on. We have some pictures of the South County Branch Library in Lambertville and their decorations for the Summer Reading Club. And also a link to Library Reads, which is a list. It's comparable to Indie Reads, which the independent bookstores put out every month. These are books recommended by librarians, the top 10 books published this month that librarians across the country love.
Thank you, Jennifer. Okay, we're halfway through the library show. At 12 noon, Jim Gannell will join you with his show, Taking Care of Business, and another quick look at your weather today. Expect overcast skies. Temperatures in the low 80s. Tomorrow, most people have off tomorrow. Is that correct, Jennifer?
I believe quite a few do.
As it is Independence Day observed, it will be mostly cloudy skies and 81 degrees. Chance of a thunderstorm on Saturday, but let's not worry about that. 80 degrees. Sunday looks glorious, a little warm, 86 degrees, and partly cloudy skies. And then into Monday, in case you're really making it that long weekend, Jennifer. We're getting up into the upper 80s with partly cloudy skies.
And we should mention the Hunterdon County Library and the two branches are closed tomorrow.
Yes, are closed tomorrow and Saturday. So enjoy your 4th of July weekend. Jennifer, I would like to hear what your plans are for celebrating our nation's birthday.
I'd like to hear, too.
You don't know yet?
No.
Well, what would you like to do? Is there any traditional things you do? Do you go see fireworks? Do you set off fireworks?
I can see fireworks from my backyard. I can see the Flemington fireworks.
Right. So they're shut off at RFIS. What night? We can tell people
about tomorrow night.
They're Friday night? I heard they were Saturday night.
Well, I just saw a big sign on Park Avenue that says they're tomorrow night. And the rain date is Sunday night.
That's funny because the person I talked to said he saw the same banner that said Saturday.
No, I didn't see a banner. I saw one of those electronic signs.
Oh, okay. Jennifer's going to double check that.
I will double check.
But every year... they do a very nice show right in the middle of Flemington Borough from the RFIS Middle School playing fields. So people just sit and ring that field and watch
on
a nice show.
FlemingtonDowntown.com. It does say it is Friday night at 7:30.
Okay.
7:30 is music, and then there is fireworks at dusk.
Are they going to have music beforehand? How nice.
Mm-hmm. I forget who it is.
Live band?
Yes. Last year they had sometimes they have a Navy band, but they don't have them this year. I don't know.
Should have gotten like the Blauenberg band or something.
Maybe.
Can the library ever shoot fireworks off? How much would that cost? A lot?
Mm-hmm.
Get a big crowd for them.
Oh, we would.
Okay, back to the library show. We have a lot to talk about this second half of the show. Let's start off with museum passes. It's summer. We have a good option for you if you have a Hunterdon County Library card. We have free admissions to a lot of local museums. All you have to do is stop by the library and check out the passes like you would check out a book. Quite simple. Here are our museums that we have to offer. Grounds for Sculpture in Hamilton, New Jersey. We have a pass for four people to get in free, Jennifer.
Have you ever been there?
Substantial saving. That's got to be a $60 savings right there.
About, yeah. Have you ever been there?
Yes.
Oh.
American Museum of Natural History in New York City. Free general admission for two people. The Stickley Museum in Morris Plains. Doesn't say how many we get in, but... free guided tours, Jennifer. The Red Mill Museum Village. Pass admits two adults and children under 18. Could you describe what the Red Mill Museum Village offers?
It's in Clinton. And, no, I can't. I've never been there. Let me look. I've never been there.
The Red Mill Museum Village, it's a restored village right on the banks of the Raritan River. There's a nice waterfall. The tiny village of Clinton is right next door where you can get a nice lunch.
And they have, it's the exhibits are the industrial heritage.
There's a schoolhouse. Mulligan
and there's Quarry.
Probably a nice place to have a picnic, too.
And they have a lot of events.
My suggestion is you go to the sub base. Is that still in Clinton?
Mm-hmm.
Get some nice sandwiches from there. I used to go there all the time when I lived there.
Because you lived upstairs from there, didn't you?
Right next door and upstairs. Get some subs from the sub base, ye olde sub base. Walk over, free admission to the museum, then have a picnic right on the banks of the Raritan River in a restored village. That'll be a day to remember. We also have tickets to the Intrepid Museum, Sea, Air, and Space Museum, a pass that admits six people, Jennifer. This is in New York City at 1 Intrepid Square. Six people get in for free. That's I can't even calculate that savings.
No, that's a very good one.
The Da Vinci Science Center, Jennifer, the pass admits two adults and up to four children. This is a museum in Allentown, Pennsylvania, the Da Vinci Science Center. It experiences the experience includes a two-story exhibit floor, nearly three dozen programs for visitors of all ages, students, educators, and community groups. So what is the Da Vinci? It's kind of like learning, invention.
I think it's along the lines of the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia.
Wow. And in Allentown. I might have to check that one out myself.
Yeah.
A new one this year is the Battleship New Jersey, which is down in Camden, New Jersey. The pass admits two adults and three children under the age of 18. The Guggenheim Museum in New York City. One pass admits two adults and three guests. So five free admissions to the Guggenheim Museum for free, Jennifer, courtesy of the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. And then finally, we have discounted admission tickets to a few local attractions. Diggerland and Sahara Sam's Oasis, which is an indoor and outdoor water park. They're both in West Berlin, New Jersey. And then the Crayola Experience in Eastern PA. So go online, www.hclibrary.us. Right on our homepage is there a link to the museum pass page. And if I'm not mistaken, Jennifer, you can reserve these passes online. Is that true?
You can. If you click on the museum, it will take you to a calendar. And right now, and it'll tell you if there's a red X, the passes are booked for that day. But right now, American Museum of Natural History is open July, August, and September. So you could go this weekend. Battleship New Jersey has some dates taken this week, but after that it's wide open. Grounds for Sculptures booked through September. Guggenheim got a lot of free dates. Air and Space Museum, the Intrepid, is booked through the 14th, but then it's available for a couple of weeks. Red Mill, again, same thing, wide open. They're closed on Mondays. And Stickley, it looks like they're only open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But there's quite a few dates for that as well.
Thank you, Jennifer. And before I forget, I would be remiss to not mention, I've turned myself completely around with my sentence here. I hung up the Hunterdon County Senior Citizen Art Show. So if you want to see another free exhibit, Jennifer, come to the Hunterdon County Library. It's a great collection of art from the Hunterdon County seniors. They do it every year. The winners have their ribbons on them. Some great work there. A lot of the people that were in our recent Hunterdon County Outdoor Art Show are also displaying again. So a very popular exhibit now until the end of July at the Hunterdon County Library, the Hunterdon County Senior Citizen Art Show. You okay over there?
I'm fine.
Look at you, like, fading.
Oh, I'm sorry. On Mondays at the Headquarters Library, we have representatives from the Trenton Vet Center who, if you need to make an appointment, but they will meet with you in Hunterdon County, in Flemington, and help you out. They'll help you out with things like trauma counseling, networking, wellness, leadership, readjustment counseling, bereavement counseling, marital and family counseling, helping to get a job. And we're going to have a poster up in the lobby very soon advertising all this information. But you can give the Vet Center a call, 609-882-5744, and make an appointment to meet them at the library. No?
Yes, Jennifer. Thank you. I was just trying to do a little bit of Zoom. Sorry about
that's
that.
That's all right.
Discounts for your library. By the way, before I go on,
yes.
Have you observed the celestial occurrence that's been happening in the sky recently?
You know what? I saw it the end of last week, and I meant to look. It looks like three planets are aligned. Two
planets. Okay. It's Jupiter and Venus that are, I think, getting close.
They're very close last night.
Right next to each other in the sky. The interesting part is some people believe the last time this happened was 2,000 years ago. And some wise kings followed it to the manger. That's what they think. The star Bethlehem was this celestial occurrence.
Interesting.
Which is happening right now.
I'm glad you mentioned it because I kept meaning to look it up. And last night they looked...
Last night it was too cloudy.
Maybe it was Tuesday night I saw it.
I don't know.
Wednesday.
I wasn't with you.
I don't know. No, it started clearing up because at first, because it was a full moon last night, and at first it was in the clouds, but then it cleared a little bit.
Oh, did you? So you saw it later on?
But you're right. Maybe it was Monday or Tuesday I saw it. All the days blur together.
By the way, we talked a lot last week about the Princeton Library, Jennifer.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember.
No.
And I want to put this, I want to do this, because you seem to have... I don't know. Do you think Princeton Library is just so awesome?
I think a lot of libraries are awesome.
I think
our library is awesome.
Every library will nominate the best librarian, and then we've got to make up some kind of library competition, even if it's just New Jersey.
The New York Times used to do that.
Okay. I think we would win. I would back you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's sweet, Jim.
Do you think Princeton has a better librarian than you?
I don't know. I don't know their librarians.
I don't think you do. Jennifer, you were born to do this. You tell us all the time.
I was.
I think the Hunterdon County Library might have the best library.
Now, what do you want?
Nothing. I'm serious. We've got to devise a competition.
Well, in your
and I think you clean up.
Do you?
I really do.
Oh, thanks, Jim Thatch. That's sweet. I don't know if...
Where am I going with this? I have no idea.
I know. How about we go to the last break? Because it's 11:45.
That's perfect timing, yes.
Okay.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the library show. I'd like to hear the rest of that story in a minute. Did you notice we no longer have to play the disclaimer?
We've been good. I think maybe we should start being a little edgy again.
Chris trusts us again.
Okay, Jennifer, you have about 10 minutes left.
All right, you were going to start talking about Library Card Month.
Yes.
Which Jim Gonneau, who follows us in a short 10 minutes, is a big supporter of.
Every September, we do a discounts with your library card promotion. September is Library Card Sign-Up Month. That was the impetus for this, Jennifer. The Hunterdon County Library and the Flemington Free Public Library are partnering with local businesses to promote the importance of having a library card. During the month of September, when a customer presents their library card at your business, they receive a predetermined discount or giveaway. Participation for local businesses is free. The library provides advertising and promotional materials, which include brochures, posters, and links on our website. Press releases are sent to various local newspapers. Many Hunterdon County businesses participated last year to great success. Actually, we've been doing this for several years. So if you're a local business owner and you want to get in on this free advertising, all you got to do is go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage is a link. Click on that. It'll take you to the registration form, which you'll need to print out and then fill out and then send to us. And we will do the rest. Jennifer will do everything else. You don't have to do another thing.
Nope. Assuming you get a copier.
Yes. But we'll figure it out until that time. So this is the discounts with your library card promotion. So if you're a local business, I highly encourage you to sign up. There's no risk involved, Jennifer.
Nope, it's absolutely free. And the worst thing that happens is your name gets out there.
Which is the best thing, usually.
That's right.
Also, I may be jumping the gun a little bit on this, but there's going to be a Hunterdon Film Fest in Hunterdon County on November 14th from 10 to 4 p.m. And right now we're looking for local filmmakers to submit their local films. It gives an opportunity for new and current filmmakers of New Jersey and Pennsylvania to have their short film screened. Films that are submitted need to be from 30 seconds to 30 minutes in length. All genres and styles of films will be considered. A Best of Fest award with a cash prize will be given in both the general and student categories. Other awards of merit will be given at the judge's discretion, Jennifer. So you can submit your short film now. We'll be accepting submissions through October 15, 2015. So you even have time to even...
If you don't have one.
To learn how to be a filmmaker and make a film. You've got plenty of time. So there's, like I mentioned, two categories for students and for adults. So this is a new program sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the Hunterdon County Chamber Internet Radio, and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. So we're going to try this and see if we can give some local filmmakers a chance to show their work to the public and maybe win some prizes and money in the process. The fees are nominal, $10 for the general admission and $5 for students. Films will be watched in their entirety and reviewed by members of the selection committee. The filmmaker must provide one DVD or Blu-ray copy of the film. Submission copies will not be returned, Jennifer. And then Hunterdon Film Fest encourages filmmakers and their supporters to attend the event. The event, again, is on November 14th from 10 to 4 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. So we're very excited about this. They've been talking about doing this for a long time, and we're finally going to give it a go. So if you're a local filmmaker or know a local filmmaker, tell him about this. And I'd be anxious that we're going to find some great judges. I don't think the judges have been decided yet.
I don't think. And if you need some inspiration, check out IndieFlix.
Very good. Actually, talking about short films, you go to our Facebook page that Jennifer's been promoting all show. And you missed our outdoor art show in June. We have a short video recapping the day on that. So you'll be able to see just what a great day it was and will make you want to come for sure next year, either as an artist or as an art lover.
Is it on our website as well?
Yes, it is, Jennifer, right on our homepage.
There we go.
Of course, everything we talk about on the 100 and Radio Show can be seen on our webpage, hclabrador.us. Just go to our site and explore. Everything is there, including our summer reading clubs for adults and for children, are going strong as we speak.
Is our Eagle Scout project still up in the lobby?
It is indeed.
Lobby?
Yes.
So stop by and do we have cards currently?
No.
Oh. Stop by and read how people are going to pay it forward.
Yes, we're paying it forward at the Huntington County Library. Did you want to add anything about the summer reading clubs, Jennifer?
No, I was just reading. I was just looking through the Adult Summer Reading Club blog.
How about a tip for a summer book for our listeners?
For a summer book.
From our summer reading club list, Jennifer.
That's what I was looking for, one that that was a little bit out of the ordinary.
Well, Jennifer's looking. Let me just tell you quickly about our youth summer reading club. It's from June 22nd to August 31st at all three library locations, the headquarters library, North County Branch, and South County Branch. So you can sign up in person at any one of those locations. You read books for prizes, and then they have special programs. The program next week at the Huntington County Library is Brian Richards' Super Magic Show, which will also be at the North County Branch and next Tuesday, July 7th. So if you sign up for the Summer Reading Club, you get to go to that show for free, Jennifer. What are the ages for the Summer Reading Club? Oh, ages 2 to 12. I got it right here, Jennifer. So if you're a child 2 to 12, or you are a child from 2 to 12, be sure to sign up for the Huntington County Library Summer Reading Club. And if you're a tween, which is a grade 1 through 6, there's programs for you over the summer. This July 9th, we have a program titled Mad Scientist. Build Newton's Color Wheel and then wear rainbow glasses. For just no reason at all, Jennifer?
To see what it looks like.
Oh, you look at the color wheel then?
Yes.
With these rainbow glasses?
Yes. Because did you know if you put, you probably, well, maybe you don't, but if you put red shaded lenses on.
Rose colored glasses?
Yes. If you have colors that are the same shade, like the same tone, but are different colors, like red, green, blue, but they're all the same shade.
They'll look the same.
They'll look the same.
Interesting. Thank you. So that's the that's the purpose of this program?
I don't know if it's the purpose.
There's two shows on July 9th from 2 to 3:15 at the North County Branch Library. And Jennifer's book review is what, Jennifer?
There wasn't anything that was more than like a line, like read this is exciting.
Well, then give us two or three of those.
But I can, well,
at
I can tell you,
Jennifer.
Night Falls by Jenny Milkman came out on Tuesday.
And maybe it's something you haven't read. I want three that you haven't read that have been suggested by our, and then you can give me one that you read.
Well, all right, The Testament by John Grisham. It's about a billionaire who leaves all his money to a child no one knew he had, a missionary woman in the jungle of Brazil. The other six children are left nothing. Now the trick for our lawyer is to find the missing missionary.
Okay, and that was suggested to read.
Yes, it was reviewed on the, it got 4 stars. Midwives by Chris Vojalian. It's a well-written and real page-turner, a fascinating look into the world of midwifery and how midwives are viewed by our society. Big Little Lies by Leanne Moriarty. I love her writing, and she is so great at capturing everyday stay-at-home mom details. And her mysteries keep you guessing. Subject matter, domestic violence, was dark and heavy to read. Not a pick-me-up, but the friendships between some of the ladies was positive. Was positive and nice. What?
I didn't say anything, Jennifer. Oh, you're smiling. I'm letting you bring the show home.
You're letting me bring the show home. Great. So if you haven't joined the Adult Summer Reading Club already, you definitely should. You join the club, and you get an entry into the weekly summer prizes, which are drawings for gift cards to local ice cream and coffee places. You're also encouraged to print out and decorate a Bookerfly and take it on vacation with you and show it at various locations. It's been seen at the Thurber House in Columbus, Ohio. It's been seen in Long Branch, New Jersey Garden. He went to the Society for Technical Communications Summit Conference in Columbus, Ohio. So Bookerfly is really getting around, and we'll post that. And after you read a book, you can submit your I Read a Book.
So anytime somebody submits a Bookerfly picture, we'll put it on our Facebook page? Is that a fact?
We put it on the blog.
Oh, okay.
And I'm encouraging Terry Edwards to put the Bookerfly pictures on our Facebook page because I think they'd be interesting. And the winners for week five, we're up to week five already, were, oh, they're very far down. Brenda 714 and Sequin.
Sequin one?
Yes.
Is that a cat? What is Sequin?
I don't know. It's spelled S-E-A-Q-U-I-N. You can have an alias.
Oh, I guess it's like your username
or
something?
Your username, right. And some people they just use their first name. Some people have deck reader, like where you read.
Quickly before Jennifer wraps it up here, I just want to mention the NCB Flower Show. Just go to our website, hclibrary.us. There's a link right on the homepage for the Flower Show, the rules. Click on that if you're interested in entering the NCB Flower Show.
And when is that?
I told you to look on the webpage. It's Saturday, July 25th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the North Canada Branch Library.
Very nice. Well, thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And this gives us a chance to be able to start interventions, treatments before people have symptoms.
She says despite the fact that African Americans are much more likely than whites to develop Alzheimer's, they've been underrepresented in previous studies.
It's critical that we have people participate in our studies and we make sure that we're developing the best medications for African Americans.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is